Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for Saturday, August 3rd, 2024, and part of the 2024 Dog Days of Podcasting. However, I've already missed a day. I missed yesterday. I'm obviously not in the groove yet, but that's okay. I fell asleep on the couch last night. I was watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I believe. We were in the den. I fell asleep on the couch. It's kind of been our Friday evening thing to do for years. We took care of my father-in-law for several years, and he would come over on Friday nights, and that was his happy thing to do, was watch old Guy Fieri. So that's kind of become a thing that we do. And I just fell asleep, and I woke up at 11:44 p.m. on the couch. And I thought, I was like, well, technically, you know, blah, 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 as long as I'm still awake. And I was like, nope, not going to happen. Then I actually considered this morning. I was like, well, screw it. I'll just do it anyway. I'll just do two on today. And then I was like, a few hours later, well, heck, it's 9:20 now. But even a few hours after that, I was like, I'm going to be lucky to get one done today, much less two. So let's not try that. So, yeah, I'm not quite there yet, but that's okay. It is very nice to hear everybody's voices. Glad to be back been in the group, but glad to be back podcasting this summer. So that's a good thing. Everything's going pretty well. I still haven't looked up the my list of daily. My best year was when I had that little list where it was Meta Monday, and I know one day I was talking about board games, and one day I was talking about probably video stuff and weird Linux applications. I don't even know what it all was. I haven't looked it up yet. I'm gonna still look that up, and I'm gonna try and work with that because I think it worked pretty well, but I haven't done that yet either. I felt for Chuck on the first day that he was talking about having workflow issues and stuff with new hardware and everything, because I'm in the same situation. I've got some new hardware, some old hardware. I'm actually using, for the first time, I'm using when I was in college in the late 80s, I had a hallmate that had a, this is like a, you know, old original Mac. I don't know which one, but it was awesome to write papers on, you know, because he also had the laser printer. And so all of us like lined up in his room rather than going to the computer lab to type up our papers and print them out, because they looked awesome. But yeah, I'm using a Mac Mini right now, an old one. Dave Slesher, God, months ago, sometime last year, I don't even remember when, had a link for a site that was selling older Mac Minis for like super crazy cheap. I think I bought this for like $75, and I intended to go and buy another one, but by the time I turned around to go get one, they were out. But I was going to have one, kind of like, I think Dave did the same thing, just to have a, he's using it as a server for running processes, you know, background stuff on, and then he has a backup. But I wanted to try out, it's been a long time since I've really been on a Mac, so I'm using it. I mean, primarily, it's basically running web browsers and iMessage. Because I have a couple people, but one friend in particular that is primarily an iMessage person. So it helps to be able to keep in contact with him. But most of my workflow for my podcast is on my old Windows machine, my old Windows laptop. And that laptop was already being problematic anyway, because the keyboard was starting to go wonky. I'd done a bunch of blowing stuff out and, you know, trying to get the keys unstuck and stuff like that. But it's a whole lot easier if it's just on the network and I remote desktop it from the iMac. So it works fine. Worked okay the other day. One issue is it had been so long since I had put stuff in Alphonic that my Dropbox, I guess, probably the credentials for my Dropbox connectivity to Auphonic probably timed out at some point or expired or whatever, since I hadn't used them in so long. So my Dropbox stuff is not working correctly, but it's nice. It's a nice to have, but it's not necessary for uploading the file and then downloading the file. I downloaded it back to my laptop just to have it, but the primary place that I wanted to get it was to my server that runs Kenzoid.com, and that's an SFTP connection that is still working fine. So that worked yesterday. I tested it out before I published the podcast, and everything seemed to be fine. So that's working. So we'll get the rest of it straightened out at some point, and we'll try to get back in the groove and back into at least I know what Monday is Meta Monday. So actually what I'm talking about now, I should have been talking about on Monday, but yeah, c'est la vie. Been watching a reasonable amount of the Olympics. Actually just came upstairs while I watched the shot put guys, the two Americans in first gold and silver, been gold and silver apparently for the past three Olympics together, and that's like a record for a single event. The same two people in the same two positions for three Olympics is what they said. Enjoy the Olympics. I kind of like watching the weird smaller things, like, you know, I like shot put. Dudes are gigantic. They're huge. And then in the Winter Games, I love me some curling. I hope maybe all my I guess you Canadians, like, tell me if you're, I think you're curling people, but I love curling. Just watching the dude out there with a broom, it's amazing. So I like to watch the weird ones. I like biathlon in the wintertime as well, because I like shooting. So yeah, we've been watching some Olympics and everything. Have not seen Deadpool and Wolverine yet. People are starting to talk about it. Thank you for no super duper spoilers. I'm not worried about minor stuff. I watch all the trailers and everything, so I know some of the stuff already. But we need to go get. We had a scheduling conflict last weekend that kept us from going, and then Charlotte's not feeling well this weekend, and she didn't want to get out. She's going to take another test tomorrow just to make sure she doesn't have COVID, and then we're probably. Probably good to do stuff like that. She's actually feeling better today, so we think she's okay. But anyway, that's enough for today. Oh yeah, that's going to be about 8 minutes. So I was trying to go shorter, but that's it. And hopefully I'm back in the groove, and we will talk to everyone tomorrow. See you later. Bye. Oh, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. I'm really going to try and get this into a post-fix file that I can just have Auphonic jam onto the end of everything before the end of this dog days. It's kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My email or my website is kenzoid.com, and you can see pretty much anything you need to right there. So talk to you later. Bye.